This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the Hoffman Show. We are live from the Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, the 2025 Scouting Combine, where we will see none of the top quarterbacks work out again, something we might talk about a little later in the week, but we will have plenty to talk about as all the executives and coaches and everybody speaks to the media, and that definitely has already started to happen, including Adam Peters today. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, you'll hear it at the top of Russell's show. Dan Quinn will speak, but for now, let's let you hear some of what Adam Peters had to say. I do think Andrew Siciliano might be popping by here in a few minutes. I see him back behind me now, so we'll see if Siciliano is able to swing by and talk a little bit about Myles Garrett and the Browns and what that situation is after Andrew Berry, their GM, spoke today. But today, Adam Peters speaking not only to the at the podium where most executives do some kind of podium session, but also speaking to a group of reporters that made the trip to Indy here from D.C. First, let's just start, though, with one from the podium, because the story of the day was John Allen asking for a trade and being given permission to seek one. And obviously, that was one of the first things that Peters was asked.
They're always these kind of decisions and things you have to come up with are always tough, right? And with John, who's been a great player as a Commander, as a, you know, a football teamer and a Redskin, he's been a great person for this franchise for a long time. So you have to weigh in everything, and we looked at internally and okay, what decision we want to make that we think is best for the team, but also you want to do what's best for that player. So those are tough conversations to have, but you always want to have him civilly, and we have, and his agent's been really good with us, and look forward to coming to a resolution.
So that's the latest on that. Like, it's tough conversation, but it's going to be one that they have, and I think if they don't find a trade that, as I talked about off the top of the show today, I think that he will ultimately be gone. Just real quick to follow up on that, what led to the decision to let John ultimately seek this trade?
Hold on.
In a holding pattern. The Anthony Haney holding pattern. The infamous Anthony Haney holding pattern. Anthony, do we have this bite?
Yeah.
Okay, we do have this bite. 3, 2, 1, and fire away.
Yeah, that is true. We have done that. And with John, he's another person who's been a great Commander, a great, you know, person for this franchise. And he's going into the last year of his deal, and wanted to give him and his representation, Blake Baratz, who's a really good agent. They just talked about it and said wanted to be able to explore opportunities. And so we let them do that, and we're staying in contact with them really every day. Just texted with them this morning, and you know, really everything's still on the table in terms of whether it's a trade or staying here or whatever. So we're still going through that. It's kind of early in the stages. We haven't done a lot of exploring yet, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
I think it's kind of funny. Just knowing how the combine works, and you know, agents are out and execs are out and everyone's here, they're all having dinner in the same places around downtown Indy and whatever. So I imagine Adam being texting Blake this morning and being like, hey, did you find a trade last night? As you were at dinner, did somebody come over and say, hey, I want John Allen? Let me call Adam. It's probably funny to people who cover the combine and nobody else. Anthony, was that funny to you? Knowing a little bit how the combine works?
A little bit.
Remember, the combine is a place where Jay Gruden once signed an extension at 4 a.m. in a bar.
That too.
So the idea of, hey, let me check in and see if my guy found a trade last night, you know, that's not incredibly far-fetched. All right, we're going to audible because Andrew Siciliano is going to come over, and we're going to transition live on the fly here. I'm going to turn the camera. Andrew's going to sit down, and we're just going to go live on the fly here with Andrew Siciliano. Of course, one, he's a Reston native, so he's a DMV guy. Have you sit down there, sir.
Greetings.
Right. Greetings, everybody, from Andrew Siciliano. Two, he is now the play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, what could I possibly ask you about between the old Commanders and the Cleveland Browns? Is anybody talking about anything with potentially?
They're not trading.
So that was what Andrew
Next
Berry.
Question.
Yeah, that's what Andrew Berry said today from the Browns side of it. I mean, obviously, the simple answer is he's Miles freaking Garrett. He's a great player,
great.
But why are they just so shut down? Like, even though the value where they are in terms of their team building, what is it on the Browns internally that they're like, nope, he still fits our window of where we want to be?
Because they think they're still in the window. I mean, easiest answer. We're in March now. We're in February. Look, 13 months ago they were in the playoffs. 13 months ago, you know, they play their worst defensive game of the year in Houston in the postseason. Look, that game's over. I'm not saying they woulda, shoulda, coulda won, but they were close. They thought that they could have made a run, right? They had Flacco playing well. Like, we have the number one defense in football. We can make a run. A lot has changed. They've gotten older. They've gotten more expensive, certainly, since then. Obviously, Deshaun Watson is injured, and he's likely not going to play this year. There are a lot of layers here, but they do believe that they are a quarterback away from being a really good team again. Now, there are others who will say, no, you're not, but they think that they are. Miles was the number one overall pick in 2017. He's quite literally the greatest defensive player to ever wear that team's uniform, one should argue. Clay Matthews, one of my favorite players. Hanford Dixon, one of my favorite players. They've been other great defensive players over the years. But Miles Garrett's that guy. They don't want to trade him. Look, if someone were to call up and say, here's two number ones and a three, look, would they have to listen? Yes, it is Andrew Berry's job to listen. Right now, they're not inclined to trade him. I think what they do is put in front of him, you know, the biggest contract ever for a defensive player and basically say, do you really not want this contract?
So getting to know Miles a little bit in the role that you have, like, it's easy for him to say, as he has, it's not about the money. And, you know, he kind of fired back at the Cleveland and Canton thing and whatever. It's easier to say when the money's not in front of you. And covering the league like you have for as long as you have, getting to know Miles like you have, the money's not the problem in Cleveland. They will put that contract in front
sure.
of him. Do you think that he will, once he has it, be like, okay, we're good? Or do you think that it's going to be like an uncomfortable training camp and then it goes whatever way it goes?
I don't know what it's going to look like in July.
Yeah.
That I don't know. But I do know, and I do believe, Miles, that it isn't just, it really is, I want to win it. I don't necessarily think that we can turn it around. Now, the Commanders well know, and Commanders fans know, and Texans fans know, that the last two teams to pick number two overall took a quarterback and immediately made it back to the postseason. Obviously, the Commanders almost made it back to the Super Bowl. And I think Browns fans and I think the Browns front office go, hey, look, this can be done. And I also think, though, they need to pragmatically look at their roster and know, and they do know this, that we've gotten older. You know, right now we're not in good cap position, unlike the Commanders. This is not as simple as, hey, get the right quarterback and bam, you know, book your ticket to Santa Clara. It's not an easy fix, but if you get the quarterback right, it feels a lot better.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
For sure. Andrew Siciliano, play-by-play voice on the radio for the Cleveland Browns. Also here at NBC and all other kinds of places with us here on the Hoffman Show. Obviously, the general consensus is that this, like, the CJ, the Jaden, doesn't exist in this draft.
Right.
They might like one of those guys, and they might ultimately wind up being right. But if you're going to say that the window is now, there's also the pursuit of another veteran option. Like, what options do you think exist for them? What are the different pathways?
Sure.
Obviously, take QB at one or at two. That's one option. Mm-hmm. What else exists for them?
I think they're going to sign one and draft one. I think that's a fair assumption. The question is, who do they sign or trade for? There's going to be a veteran and there's going to be a rookie. Right now, Dorian Thompson-Robinson's the only quarterback really on the roster. I like him a lot. He has had a few chances. We haven't necessarily seen it. Preseason has been great, though. So they're going to get a veteran and get a rookie. The question is, do you get like a Daniel Jones and he's the bridge, and then you draft a guy at two? There's also a world where there's a Kirk Cousins and you draft a guy at two, this time though with full clarity.
Kirk would know what's going on this
full
time.
Full clarity.
Yeah.
And Kevin Stefanski obviously has the relationship with Kirk from Minnesota. There's also a world in which you get that bridge and you draft a quarterback in the second and third round. You know, you go, I'm not convinced that one of these two is the guy. I'd rather roll with Kyle McCord.
Yeah.
Or Jackson Dart. Or Will Howard. Dylan Gabriel's a darn good quarterback. He's my size, but he's a darn good quarterback.
Well, you have a couple of these guys that have played a lot, too, and that's what we saw last year.
Like Bo Nix. Dylan Gabriel broke Bo Nix's starting record.
Obviously, Miles is the big name that everyone else in the other league is like circling, mm-hmm. like vultures around. But because of the Browns cap situation, are there other names, whether it's a Denzel Ward or whoever, that people should say, like, hey, this is a good football player, but because of where the Browns are, tough decisions they are going to have to mm-hmm. make, this guy might become available as Commanders fans, for instance, look towards free agency?
I would say Denzel's not one of them. They don't want to get rid of Denzel. Denzel's also an expensive player who was drafted in 2018. He's been well compensated. He is coming off. He should have been first-team All-Pro. I'm Team Pat Surtain here. Denzel Ward had a bleeping amazing season. They're not getting rid of him. Jack Conklin, you know?
Offensive line.
He played some really good football when he finally got healthy last year at right tackle. He's got a three in front of his age, and he's got a big price tag. They would like to keep him, but they're going to have to do some financial gymnastics. You know, Wyatt Teller, local guy, Virginia Tech guy. I think they would like to redo his deal and probably keep him around. Joel Bitonio's got a decision to make. He may retire. You know, he said 2 days ago he was in the Browns building at an event and said, I'm leaning one way. I'll make my decision soon. So, I mean, he's not Joel Bitonio. Joel Bitonio's not going anywhere, but Jack Conklin might be an interesting one.
Obviously, Deshaun.
Obo Okoronkwo, you need another edge rusher? He could be had.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Washington does.
I'm guessing he could be had.
Obviously, Watson's play, incredibly disappointing for Cleveland, but there's also just kind of the way that it fit with Stefanski, and it just didn't look like the offense in the way that it did when Flacco was operating it, or certainly if you go back to what Kevin was doing in Minnesota. When they look at their next quarterback, because I think of what happened with Jaden and Cliff and the synergy this year, how do they, or, you know, how I would say, how loud is Kevin's voice in making sure that, like, we're not going to go chasing a talent that doesn't necessarily work with me versus where Andrew Berry is trying to look for a larger piece, or, you know, that GM wider view?
He has a very 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 loud voice in this, and he and AB are on the same page. They're not believe me, this is not going to be a thing where AB is like, I like this quarterback, and Kevin says I don't like that quarterback, and they take him at two. That ain't going to happen at all. I think if you look at the hires in the offseason, Tommy Reese going from tight end coach to OC, but more importantly, Bill Musgrave, who's been there, you know, various roles, going to QB coach, and, you know, the one that's under the radar is Mike Bloomgren, who is the former Rice head coach, is the Browns' new O-line coach. He's a Bill Callahan disciple from the Jets. Obviously, Callahan was the guy for years and left and went to Tennessee. He also was on the staff with David Shaw and Harbaugh at Stanford, where they, like, ran power 19 times in a row. So that's getting back to Stefanski's identity. And to your point, look, they've been able to find ways to win with P.J. Walker. With Joe Flacco. I mean, the one that still hurts is the Nick Mullins game rescheduled on a Wednesday against the Raiders. You know, if they'd only pulled that one off, they might have made the playoffs in whatever year that was, 22. But they have won with a lot of different quarterbacks there, found a way. And so they're confident that they can get back there. They just got to find the right guy.
Andrew Siciliano with us here on the Hoffman Show. So this is kind of all the big picture kind of look at this leads into the question that I'm asking everyone who sits down. And that is watching how Washington was able to do what they did this year.
Yeah, I loved it, by the way.
I'm sure you loved it.
Yeah, loved it. Loved it for everybody back home. Awesome. Yeah. So happy.
So seeing how they did it, because they have the four pillars of your franchise. Mm-hmm. They basically replaced all last year. Owner, GM, head coach, quarterback.
Yeah.
But there's also a way they went about it. And for me, it was very eye-opening to see it happen, like, right in front of my eyes. To be like, oh, this thing I've always thought about football, that's true. Or like, oh, I actually need to pay more attention over here.
Look, team building, it works.
I was going to say, what about the way Washington built what they built either really clarified something for you, or you learned about team building in the NFL?
Look, you can turn it around quickly. 35, you knew that, but this is a great example. 35 straight years now. 35. You've had at least four new teams make the postseason that didn't make it the year before. They did it themselves. They did it with the right quarterback. And with really, they didn't spend like a kid who stole mom's credit card. They spent, and they spent wisely. They brought in one of my favorite humans in the NFL and Bobby Wagner, right? You already had, I think it helped a lot that you had such a great pillar in the locker room and in the community like Terry McLaurin on the other side of the ball already there, right? You had pieces, and then you added good people, good character people, and darn good players, right? And Adam Peters is on the podium. I don't know if you guys took the whole thing or played the whole thing, but somebody asked him near the end, like, hey, because you have such a strong foundation, might you, you know, take a risk on a red flag guy in this year's draft because you feel like you have the foundation to support that player? And he didn't necessarily say yes, but he can see, like, you know, that's an interesting thought about just the way team building. But they, the good, whatever he said, they have that base.
Right.
And that's awesome. And I'll share, I had a conversation with Bobby Wagner at the Super Bowl in New Orleans where I was just like, hey, like, thank you for, as someone who grew up there, for like being part of something that, like, I have a 10-year-old nephew, like, you could be proud of this team, right? Like, you could say, that's Bobby Wagner, that's Terry McLaurin, that's Jaden Daniels. Not that they're the only three, but those are three shining examples of, like, how to carry yourself, and you're also really darn good at football. Like, thank you for being that for, like, my 10-year-old nephew.
I feel like there's so many of us that have been around that feel the same way. And it's just, like, even just me doing the show every day, it's like, oh, these guys are worth talking about.
Yeah.
It's a completely different way to exist.
And, totally.
I very much wish that for the good people of Cleveland as well.
Look,
I hope that it works out.
Miles, by the way, is that guy.
Yeah.
Miles is awesome.
Well, that's the thing when we've talked about it.
Denzel Ward is that guy.
Well,
awesome.
I've talked
Joel
about
Batonio
that actually.
Is that guy.
Those two guys specifically because of the trade rumors with
Nick
Washington,
Chubb.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, people are like, oh, well, is Miles Garrett a Commander? And it's like, yeah.
Yes.
It was like, he's asking for a trade. It's like, yeah, because he wants to win. He's been there. He's done his time.
He'd fit on every team in the NFL.
But I think especially with what they look for off the field, the way he is in the locker room, like everything I've ever heard about Miles Garrett, A-plus guy.
Yeah. The Browns do have those foundational pieces like that. Joel Bitonio, Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Nick Chubb. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Nick Chubb might be, like, the hardest working, greatest citizen in the NFL. Like, I mean, I can't even begin to put into words that guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk. Like, he's like that. Art Monk didn't talk either.
Yes.
Right? But he is that, like, not all leaders are loud. There's, like that leading by example thing.
Yeah.
Kind of corny and overrated. It isn't with him.
Except for when
at all.
You hit it right. And Nick Chubb sounds like he's one of those guys.
Yes, absolutely. I'm off on a tangent here.
Andrew Siciliano, he's the play-by-play voice of the Browns, doing a bunch of stuff with their radio and all that kind of stuff. So if you want more on the Cleveland side of it, where can people check out what more analysis and everything on what Andrew Barry said today?
I'm doing a bunch of stuff with them this week on ClevelandBrowns.com or just my Twitter. Common spelling, Siciliano, Andrew Siciliano.
There you go. Andrew Siciliano, everybody. More from Indianapolis next here on the Team 980.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.